For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Greetings and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to reveal the extraordinary miracle that He is about to bring into your life. In the midst of life's challenges and obstacles, it's easy to feel like our prayers are going unanswered and our dreams are out of reach. But our God is a God of miracles, restoration, and divine intervention. He specializes in turning our darkest moments into our greatest testimonies and our deepest struggles into our most powerful victories. In this video, we'll explore 10 things that happen when God is preparing you for a miracle and how He is using your current circumstances to prepare you for the incredible blessings He has in store. Through the truth of His Word and the inspiring testimonies of those who have experienced His transformative power, you'll discover the unshakable hope and unwavering faith that arise when you fix your eyes on Jesus, the one who holds the key to your miracle. When we choose to trust in God's plan and believe in His promises, we can rest in the assurance that He is working behind the scenes to bring about a miracle that will exceed our wildest expectations. He is the God of the impossible, the divine miracle worker who can take our deepest pain and turn it into our greatest purpose. So, if you've been praying for a miracle in your finances, your relationships, your health, or any other area of your life, this video is for you. And please, don't keep this message of hope to yourself. Share this video with those you know who may be in need of a powerful reminder of God's love and His ability to bring about a miracle in their lives. Be sure to subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this encouraging message to even more people who need to hear it. Together, we can build each other's faith, declaring God's goodness and believing for the miracles He has in store. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you continue to trust in Him, knowing that He is able to do far more than you could ever ask or imagine. Remember, God is the giver of miracles, and He is using every challenge to prepare you for the extraordinary blessings He has prepared for you. Keep holding on to His promises, believing that He is faithful and true, and He will bring your miracle to pass in His perfect timing. Number one, as God prepares you for a miracle, one of the most remarkable transformations takes place within your soul. Your faith grows stronger, reaching new depths you never thought possible. It's in these moments of anticipation and divine preparation that you find yourself clinging to God's promises with an unshakable conviction. You begin to understand the true meaning of trusting in His plan, even when the circumstances surrounding you seem impossible to overcome. Like a ship anchored in a stormy sea, your faith becomes the steadfast anchor that keeps you grounded in the truth of God's Word. You recall the story of Abraham, a man whose faith was tested to the limits, yet, against all hope, in hope believed. Just like Abraham, you choose to believe in the unseen, knowing that God's plans are higher than your own. As you navigate through the challenges and obstacles on the path to your miracle, you discover a newfound resilience in your spirit. Each trial becomes an opportunity to lean into God's strength, recognizing that His grace is sufficient for you. You find comfort in the knowledge that God is not only with you, but also working within you, refining your character and shaping you into the person He created you to be. In the quiet moments of prayer and meditation on God's Word, your faith is nourished and strengthened. You begin to see the world through the lens of His promises, recognizing that He is faithful and able to do immeasurably more than you could ever ask or imagine. This revelation ignites a fire within your soul, empowering you to face each day with renewed courage and hope. As your faith grows stronger, you become a living testament to the power of believing in a God who moves mountains and parts the seas. Your unwavering trust in Him becomes a light that shines brightly in a world often plagued by darkness and doubt. You find yourself encouraging others, sharing your story of how God is preparing you for a miracle and inspiring them to hold fast to their own faith. In the end, the journey of growing your faith is not just about reaching the miracle itself. It's about the transformation that takes place within you along the way. It's about the intimacy you develop with your Heavenly Father, the unbreakable bond that is forged through the fires of adversity. So hold on to your faith, dear friend, for it is the very foundation upon which your miracle will be built. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, and watch as He directs your path towards the incredible plans He has in store for you. Number 2. When God is preparing you for a miracle, you experience a heightened sense of His divine presence. In the waiting period before the miraculous unfolds, God draws you closer to Himself, allowing you to feel His nearness more tangibly, just as Moses encountered the Lord in the burning bush. As you spend more time in fervent prayer and heartfelt worship, you become increasingly attuned to the tender whispers of God's voice and the gentle promptings of His guidance. During this season of preparation, your spiritual senses are heightened and you begin to perceive the Lord's hand at work in ways you may have overlooked before. The seemingly ordinary events of daily life take on a deeper significance, and you can discern God's fingerprints in the smallest details. Your heart becomes more receptive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and you find yourself yielding to His leading with greater ease. As you draw near to God, He draws near to you, and you experience a profound intimacy with the One who knows you better than you know yourself. The veil between the natural and the supernatural grows thinner, and you catch glimpses of the divine realm, igniting a burning desire within you for more of God's presence and power. In these sacred moments, God often reveals glimpses of the miracle He is preparing, strengthening your faith and filling you with a holy anticipation. He may speak to you through dreams, visions, or prophetic words, confirming His promises and assuring you that He is working behind the scenes on your behalf. Moreover, as you bask in the warmth of God's presence, you undergo a transformative process, being molded and shaped to become a vessel fit for the miraculous. The Lord refines your character, purifies your motives, and aligns your heart with His purposes, ensuring that when the miracle manifests, you will handle it with humility, wisdom, and a deep reverence for the giver of all good things. This heightened sense of God's presence serves as a constant reminder that He is faithful and that His plans for you are good. It fortifies your trust in His timing and renews your strength to persevere through the trials and challenges that often precede the miraculous breakthrough. So, take heart, dear believer, for when you experience this intimate drawing near to God, it is a sure sign that He is preparing you for a miracle that will not only transform your life, but also bring glory to His name and inspire others to seek Him. Embrace this season of preparation, cherish the moments of divine encounter, and allow the Lord to mold you into a vessel worthy of the miraculous blessings He has in store. Number 3. When God is preparing you for a miracle, one of the most significant things that happens is that you develop a greater capacity for patience. This is a crucial aspect of your spiritual growth and a testament to your faith in God's perfect plan for your life. As you wait upon the Lord, you begin to understand that His timing is always perfect, even when it doesn't.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
...and align with your own desires or expectations. Just as farmers patiently wait for the autumn and spring rains, trusting that the earth will yield its precious harvest in due time, you learn to trust in God's divine schedule. You come to realize that the Creator of the universe is working tirelessly behind the scenes, orchestrating every detail of your life to bring about His glorious purpose. In the waiting, God is refining your character, molding you into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. Each day that passes without the manifestation of your miracle is an opportunity for you to grow in faith, to lean deeper into God's love, and to find your strength in Him alone. As you navigate the challenges and uncertainties of life, you discover that patience is not merely a virtue, but a lifeline that keeps you anchored to the unwavering hope found in Christ. Moreover, as you cultivate patience, you begin to see the world through a lens of gratitude. Instead of focusing on what you lack or the miracles you're still awaiting, you learn to give thanks for the countless blessings God has already bestowed upon you. You recognize that every breath, every heartbeat, and every moment is a gift from above, and you start to approach life with a renewed sense of appreciation and contentment. As you patiently endure the waiting season, you also develop a deeper intimacy with God. Through prayer, worship, and meditation on His Word, you draw closer to the heart of the Father, finding solace and strength in His presence. You learn to pour out your heart before Him, sharing your deepest fears, doubts, and desires, knowing that He hears you and cares for you immeasurably. In the crucible of waiting, God is shaping you into a vessel fit for His use, a living testament to His grace and power. As you patiently trust in Him, you become a beacon of hope to those around you, radiating the love and peace of Christ in a world desperate for answers. Your unwavering faith in the face of adversity becomes a powerful witness, inspiring others to seek the same God who sustains you in the midst of your trials. So take heart, dear friend, for the God who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. As you patiently await your miracle, know that the Lord is using this time to prepare you for the incredible plans He has in store. Embrace the waiting as a sacred invitation to grow, to trust, and to walk in ever-increasing intimacy with your Heavenly Father. For in due time, your miracle will come, and you will look back on this season with gratitude, knowing that every moment was a precious part of God's perfect plan for your life. Number 4. When God is preparing you for a miracle, one of the most remarkable things that happens is that you find joy in the midst of trials. This is not a natural human response to adversity, but rather a supernatural ability given to you by God. As you face challenges and difficulties, the Holy Spirit empowers you to rise above your circumstances and experience a deep, unshakable joy that flows from your relationship with Christ. In the book of Acts, we see a powerful example of this in the story of Paul and Silas. These two faithful servants of God had been beaten and thrown into prison for preaching the gospel. Most people in their situation would have been overcome with despair, anger, or self-pity. But what did Paul and Silas do? They sang hymns of praise to God. In the darkness of that prison cell, with their bodies bruised and their feet in stocks, they chose to focus on the goodness of God rather than on their own suffering. And as a result, God worked a miracle, An earthquake shook the foundations of the prison, the doors flew open, and their chains fell off. This is the kind of joy that God wants to give you as He prepares you for your own miracle. It's a joy that doesn't depend on your circumstances being perfect, but on your trust in the perfect love and faithfulness of your Heavenly Father. As James wrote, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." When you're walking through a valley of hardship or uncertainty, it can be difficult to see the purpose in your pain. But God is using those trials to shape you, to refine your character, and to draw you closer to Him. He is teaching you to rely on His strength rather than your own, to find your happiness in Him rather than in the fleeting pleasures of this world. And as you learn to abide in His love and to trust in His goodness, you will find a joy that no circumstance can steal away. So if you're facing a trial today, don't despair. Instead, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. Spend time in His presence, soaking in His love and meditating on His promises. Choose to praise Him, even when you don't feel like it, and watch as He fills you with His supernatural joy. Remember that the same God who brought Paul and Silas through their trials is walking with you through yours. He is preparing you for a miracle, and He will bring it to pass in His perfect timing. Trust Him, rejoice in Him, and let His joy be your strength. Number 5. When God is preparing you for a miracle, one of the profound changes you may experience is becoming more compassionate towards others. This transformation of the heart is a beautiful reflection of God's own love and grace. As you navigate through the journey of waiting for your miracle, you begin to understand more deeply the struggles and challenges that others face. Your own experiences of hardship, uncertainty, and longing for God's intervention sensitize you to the pain and difficulties that those around you are going through. Just as Jesus Himself was moved with compassion when He saw the crowds who were helpless and hurting, your heart starts to break for the brokenness in the world. You find yourself more attuned to the needs of others, whether they are physical, emotional, or spiritual. Your eyes are open to see the hidden wounds, the silent cries for help, and the desperate yearning for hope that so many people carry. You become more aware of the opportunities to be a channel of God's love, comfort, and support to those who are weary and burdened. As you wait for your own miracle, you realize that God's grace has been sustaining you through every step of the way. You recognize His faithfulness in the midst of your trials, and you are filled with gratitude for His unmerited favor. This realization fuels your desire to extend that same grace to others, knowing that they too are beloved children of God who are in need of His touch. You become more eager to be a vessel of God's compassion, to reach out to the hurting and the broken with the love of Christ. You find yourself more willing to listen, to offer a word of encouragement, to pray for others, and to be a tangible expression of God's care. You understand that while you are waiting for your miracle, you can be a miracle in someone else's life through acts of kindness, generosity, and service. Moreover, your own experience of vulnerability and dependence on God deepens your empathy for others. You can identify with their struggles and offer genuine understanding and support. You become less judgmental and more patient, knowing that everyone is fighting battles that you may not see. You extend grace more readily, remembering how much grace God has extended to you. As you allow God to work in your heart during this season of waiting, you begin to reflect more of His compassion. You become a carrier of His love, shining His light in the darkness and bringing hope to the hopeless. You start to see others through His eyes, recognizing their inherent worth and the potential for transformation in their lives. In the process of becoming more compassionate, you also find a greater sense of purpose and meaning. You realize that your life is not just about receiving your own miracle, but also about being a miracle to others. You discover the joy and fulfillment that come from pouring out your life in service to God and to those He has placed in your path. So as you wait for your miracle, embrace the opportunity to grow in compassion. Allow God to soften your heart and to use you as an instrument of His love. Trust that He is not only preparing you for your own breakthrough, but also equipping you to be a source of comfort, strength, and hope to others who are in need of a touch from Him. Remember that as you extend God's compassion to others, you are partnering with Him in the miraculous work of transforming lives and drawing people closer to His heart. Number 6. When God is preparing you for a miracle, you experience divine provision in ways that strengthen your trust in Him as your ultimate provider. As you wait for your miracle, God provides for your needs in unexpected and remarkable ways, just as He did for the widow of Zarephath during a time of famine. In that biblical account, the widow had only a handful of flour and a little oil, yet God instructed her to share her meager provisions with the prophet Elijah. Despite her initial hesitation, she obeyed, and God honored her faith by ensuring that her flour and oil never ran out until the famine ended. This miraculous provision not only sustained her and her son, but also served as a testament to God's faithfulness and His ability to provide for His children in the most dire circumstances. Similarly, as you journey toward your miracle, God will provide for your daily needs in ways that may seem impossible or improbable. It could be through unexpected financial blessings, timely help from others, or even the stretching of your resources beyond what is humanly possible. These experiences of provision are not mere coincidences, but intentional demonstrations of God's love and care for you. Each time you witness God's provision, your faith is strengthened and your trust in Him deepens. You begin to see that He is not just a distant, abstract God, but a loving Father who is intimately involved in the details of your life. These moments of provision serve as reminders that God is in control and that He is working behind the scenes, orchestrating events for your good and His glory. As you continue to wait for your miracle, hold on to these experiences of divine provision. Allow them to fuel your hope and encourage you to persevere in prayer and obedience. Remember the widow of Zarephath, whose simple act of faith led to a continuous flow of provision from God. Just as He sustained her, He will sustain you, providing for your needs in ways that defy human understanding. God's provision is not limited by our circumstances or resources. It transcends them. When you find yourself in seemingly impossible situations, remember that God specializes in doing the impossible. Trust in His ability to provide for you and remain steadfast in your faith, knowing that your miracle is on its way. As you witness God's faithfulness in the small things, your confidence in His ability to perform the miraculous will grow, and you will be strengthened to endure until your breakthrough arrives. So take heart, beloved child of God. Your Heavenly Father knows your needs, and He is faithful to provide for you. Embrace each experience of divine provision as a tangible reminder of His love and care, and allow it to propel you forward in anticipation of the miracle He has in store for you. Number 7. When God is preparing you for a miracle, one of the profound changes you experience is gaining a new perspective on His sovereignty. This shift in understanding can be life-altering, as it helps you recognize that God is in complete control of all things, even when your circumstances seem uncertain or overwhelming. As you wait for your miracle, you begin to see that God's plans and purposes are far greater than your own. You realize that He is weaving together every aspect of your life, both the joys and the trials, to accomplish His divine will. Like Job, who faced immense suffering and yet declared, "I know that You can do all things. No purpose of Yours can be thwarted." You learn to submit to God's sovereignty, even when you don't fully understand His ways. This newfound perspective brings a deep sense of peace and security, knowing that your life is held firmly in God's loving hands. You begin to trust that He is working behind the scenes, orchestrating every detail for your good and His glory. Even when the waiting feels long and the path ahead seems unclear, you can rest in the assurance that God is never caught off guard or taken by surprise. As you embrace God's sovereignty, you find yourself letting go of the need to control every outcome. you learn to surrender your plans and desires to Him, knowing that His wisdom far surpasses your own. This act of submission allows you to experience a freedom and lightness as the weight of striving and worry is lifted from your shoulders. Moreover, recognizing God's sovereignty helps you to view your challenges and obstacles through a lens of faith. Rather than becoming discouraged or defeated by the difficulties you face, you begin to see them as opportunities for God to display His power and provision. You trust that He is using even the hardest moments to refine your character, strengthen your faith, and prepare you for the miracle that lies ahead. As you wait expectantly for God to move, you find yourself drawn into a deeper intimacy with Him. You learn to lean on His strength when you feel weak, to seek His guidance when you are uncertain, and to find comfort in His presence when the journey feels lonely. This growing relationship with God becomes the very foundation upon which your miracle is built. In the end, gaining a new perspective on God's sovereignty is a transformative part of the miracle waiting process. It shifts your focus from your own limitations to God's limitless power, from your own understanding to His infinite wisdom, and from your own timing to His perfect plan. As you learn to trust in His sovereignty, you discover a peace that surpasses all understanding, a joy that endures through every trial, and a faith that can move mountains. So take heart, dear friend, as you wait for your miracle. Embrace this time as an invitation to know God more deeply and to trust Him more fully. Let His sovereignty be your anchor, His love be your comfort, and His faithfulness be your hope. For in the hands of a sovereign God, your miracle is not just a possibility, it is a certainty. Number 8. As you eagerly await the incredible miracle that God is preparing for you, take heart in knowing that His power is constantly at work in your life, even in the smallest of ways. Just like the Israelites who wandered in the wilderness and relied on God's daily provision of manna, you too can recognize and appreciate the minor miracles that He bestows upon you during this season of anticipation. God, in His infinite wisdom and love, understands that the waiting period can be challenging for His children. He knows that you may grow weary, discouraged, or even doubtful as time passes without seeing the fulfillment of your long-awaited miracle. However, it is in these moments that God gently reminds you of His faithfulness through subtle yet significant displays of His power. Perhaps you find yourself in need of encouragement, and suddenly, a friend reaches out with a timely word that uplifts your spirit and renews your hope. This divinely orchestrated moment serves as a small miracle, reassuring you that God is attentive to your needs and is working behind the scenes on your behalf. Or maybe you encounter an unexpected provision during a time of financial strain. Just when you thought you had exhausted all your resources, God surprises you with a monetary gift, a job opportunity, or a financial breakthrough that sustains you in the midst of your circumstances. These small miracles are evidence of God's unwavering care and His ability to meet your needs, even in unconventional ways. Furthermore, God may arrange divine appointments along your path, encounters with individuals who speak life into your situation, offer guidance, or provide the support you need at just the right moment. These seemingly chance meetings are actually small miracles, strategically planned by a loving God who desires to strengthen and encourage you on your journey. As you experience these small miracles, your faith begins to grow and flourish. Each answered prayer, no matter how minor it may seem, serves as a reminder that God is intimately involved in your life and is orchestrating every detail according to His perfect plan. These tiny manifestations of God's power act as building blocks, fortifying your trust in Him and preparing you to receive the greater miracle that awaits you. Moreover, these small miracles serve as a testament to God's character. They showcase His faithfulness, His attention to detail, and His deep love for you. When you take the time to acknowledge and celebrate these daily blessings, you cultivate a heart of gratitude and develop a keen awareness of God's presence in your life. So, as you continue to wait for your big miracle, embrace the small miracles that God places along your path. Recognize them as precious gifts from a loving Father who is always at work in your life. Allow these moments to strengthen your faith, renew your hope, and remind you that God is never idle. He is constantly moving, working, and preparing you for the incredible plans He has in store for you. Take comfort in knowing that the same God who provided manna for the Israelites in the wilderness is the same God who is providing for you today. He is the God of miracles, both big and small, and He is faithful to complete the good work He has begun in you. As you trust in His timing and embrace the small miracles along the way, you will find yourself drawing closer to God, growing in faith, and developing a deeper understanding of His love for you. And when your big miracle finally arrives, you will look back on this season of waiting with gratitude, knowing that every small miracle played a crucial role in preparing you for the incredible things God had planned all along. So take heart, dear friend, and keep your eyes open to the small miracles that God is placing in your path. Celebrate them, give thanks for them, and allow them to ignite a renewed sense of hope and excitement for the amazing things that are yet to come. Your miracle is on its way, and God is preparing you for it, one small miracle at a time. Number 9. When God is preparing you for a miracle, one of the most profound things that happens is that you develop a deeper intimacy with Him. This waiting period before the miracle unfolds is not just a time of passive idleness, but rather an invitation to draw closer to your Heavenly Father. Just like Hannah in the Bible, who poured out her heart to God in prayer during her time of barrenness, you too have the opportunity to open up your soul to God in a new way. In the quiet moments of waiting, in the longing for your miracle, you can come before God with raw honesty and vulnerability. You can share your deepest hopes, fears, and desires with Him, knowing that He hears you and cares for you deeply. As you spend time in God's presence, seeking His face and His will, something beautiful starts to happen. Your relationship with God begins to deepen and flourish. You start to experience a level of intimacy with Him that you may have never known before. In the waiting, you learn to lean on God, to trust in His goodness and faithfulness, even when you can't see the outcome yet. This intimacy with God becomes a source of strength and comfort during the waiting period. As you fix your eyes on Him, you find that your joy and satisfaction start to come from your relationship with God rather than from your circumstances. You discover that even in the midst of uncertainty and longing, you can have peace and contentment in Christ. Through this deeper intimacy with God, you also start to gain a new perspective. You begin to see your waiting not just as a delay, but as a sacred time of preparation. You recognize that God is using this season to mold you, refine you, and prepare you for the miracle that He has in store. You start to trust that His timing is perfect and that He is working all things together for your good and His glory. As you continue to seek God's face and pour out your heart to Him, you may find that your priorities start to shift. The things that once seemed so important may fade into the background as your relationship with God takes center stage. You begin to desire His will above your own, and you find joy in surrendering your plans to Him. In this place of deep intimacy with God, you also become more attuned to His voice. You learn to discern His leading and guidance, even in the small things. You start to recognize His hand at work in your life, even in the midst of the waiting. And as you trust in His goodness and faithfulness, you find that your faith grows stronger day by day. So if you find yourself in a season of waiting for your miracle, take heart. Know that God is using this time to draw you closer to Himself. Embrace the invitation to develop a deeper intimacy with Him. Pour out your heart to Him in prayer, just like Hannah did. Trust that He hears you, sees you, and loves you deeply. And as you fix your eyes on Him, may you find joy, peace, and strength in the waiting, knowing that your miracle is on the way. Number 10. When God is preparing you for a miracle, one of the most profound things that happens is that you become a living testimony of His grace, power, and faithfulness. Just like the lame man who was healed at the beautiful gate in Acts chapter 3, your life becomes a shining beacon of hope and inspiration to those around you. Consider the lame man's story. He had been unable to walk since birth, and every day he was carried to the temple gate to beg for alms. For years, he had been in this desperate situation, seemingly with no way out. But one day, as Peter and John were entering the temple, they encountered this man. They had no silver or gold to give him, but they offered something far more valuable, the name of Jesus Christ. With faith, Peter commanded the man to rise up and walk, and instantly the man's feet and ankles were made strong. He began to walk, leap, and praise God, testifying to everyone around him about the miraculous healing he had experienced. In the same way, when you have been through a season of waiting and trusting in God for your miracle, your testimony becomes a powerful tool in His hands. Your story of perseverance, faith, and ultimate victory will serve as a source of encouragement and motivation for countless others who are facing their own challenges. People will look at you and see that if God can do it for you, He can do it for them too. They will be inspired by your unwavering trust in God's plan and timing, even when the situation seemed hopeless. They will see that God is still in the business of performing miracles today, just as He did in biblical times. Moreover, your testimony will provide you with opportunities to point others to the God who has proven Himself faithful in your life. You will be able to share your story with passion and conviction, declaring the goodness and love of God to all who will listen. Your miracle will become a platform for sharing the gospel and leading others to experience the transformative power of Christ in their own lives. As you share your testimony, you will find that it not only impacts others, but also strengthens your own faith. Each time you recount the story of how God came through for you, it will serve as a reminder of His faithfulness and a source of encouragement for the future. You will be able to look back on your season of waiting and see how God was working behind the scenes, preparing you for the incredible miracle that was to come. In a world that often feels filled with despair and hopelessness, your testimony will be a beacon of light. It will remind people that there is a God who loves them, who sees their struggles, and who is able to do far more than they could ever ask or imagine. Your story will give them hope that their own miracles are possible, and that they too can experience the life-changing power of God's love and grace. So embrace your testimony, knowing that it is a gift from God. Allow Him to use your story to touch the lives of those around you, and watch as He multiplies the impact of your miracle in ways you never could have imagined. As you become a living testimony of God's goodness and faithfulness, you will play a vital role in His plan to bring hope, healing, and salvation to a world in need. Heavenly Father, we come before You with hearts full of hope and faith. We trust in Your divine plan and Your perfect timing. Even when the path ahead seems uncertain or the challenges feel overwhelming, we know that You are working behind the scenes, orchestrating miraculous events. Lord, we may not always understand the intricate details of Your plan, but we have confidence that You are preparing us for something extraordinary. Just as a sculptor carefully chips away at a block of marble, revealing the masterpiece within, so too are You shaping and molding us through our experiences and trials. Give us the strength to endure, the patience to wait upon You, and the wisdom to recognize the opportunities You place before us. Open our eyes to the small miracles that surround us each day, reminding us of Your constant presence and unwavering love. Help us to trust in Your timing, even when it seems delayed. Teach us to find joy in the journey, knowing that every step we take is leading us closer to the miracle You have in store. May we never lose sight of Your faithfulness and the promise that You will never leave us nor forsake us. We surrender our doubts, fears, and anxieties at Your feet, Lord. Fill us with a renewed sense of purpose and determination as we eagerly anticipate the incredible things You are about to do in our lives. Use us as vessels for Your glory, and may our stories be a testament to Your power and goodness. In the powerful name of Jesus we pray, trusting in Your perfect plan and the miracle that awaits. Amen. Dear friends, as we bring this message of God's miraculous works to a close, I want to encourage you to keep your hearts open and your faith unwavering. The signs we have discussed are not mere coincidences, but rather glimpses into the divine plan that God is meticulously weaving for your life. Remember, our Heavenly Father is a master craftsman, and He is carefully preparing you for the incredible miracle that lies ahead. Just as a skilled artist takes time to lay the groundwork and mix the perfect colors, God is orchestrating every detail of your journey to align with His perfect timing. Trust that even when the path seems uncertain and the challenges feel overwhelming, God is using these experiences to refine your character and strengthen your trust in Him. The Apostle Paul reminds us in Romans 8:28, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." So keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. He understands your struggles intimately and is with you every step of the way. As you navigate this season of preparation, allow His peace to guard your heart and His strength to sustain you. Remember, the God we serve is a God of miracles, and He delights in doing immeasurably more than we could ever imagine. So, hold fast to hope and trust in His timing, for the breakthrough you have been praying for is drawing near. May the Lord bless you abundantly and fill you with an unwavering confidence in His faithfulness. As you continue to seek Him and follow His leading, He will reveal His glorious plan for your life, and you will stand in awe of the miracle He has prepared for you. God bless you, and may His peace and joy be your constant companions as you eagerly anticipate the fulfillment of His promises.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.